Mockery rocks. I am Rocky's dad. It is my persona, so my legal name is Patrick Boggs. No, I'm not ashamed of being that guy. Might be a little too proud of being the father of Rokurota, who becomes Rocky for the English language world. I address the Mockery Rocks audience as native English speakers and people who can comprehend the English language. However, I live, and so does Rocky, in Japan. In Japan, we had a now famous ship. The Diamond Princess was docked in Yokohama. On that ship, they had an epidemic. And it grew into the pandemic that the world is now enduring. So maybe cruise ships got a bad name from that alone, but there is a cruise ship that has no disease. In fact, they feel like they are staying away from the pandemic, the disease. For Spanish traveler Carlos Peña, being on an all-around-the-globe luxury cruise while the rest of the world scurried into their homes for fear of the COVID-19 pandemic was beyond surreal. It was a stroke of good luck. Now his trip inside the virus-free bubble that the, and the ship name is Costa Deliziosa cruise ship became on its 15-week odyssey. It's coming to an end. The vessel has moved toward Barcelona, Spain, making its first port of call after 35 days of continuous sailing with no human contact with the outside world. It's not surreal. It is incredible, Peña told the Associated Press by text messages. On Saturday evening, we have family in our home countries. The news that was arriving from home was causing us all a lot of worry and grief. For us, it was a stroke of good luck to be where we were. The 58-year-old Peña, a sports writer traveling with his wife, said when news started to reach the vessel of the rapid spread of the coronavirus in their native Spain, their first desire was to get home to their two grown children in their hometown of Valencia. But with ports denying the vessel entry, they have had to temper their concern with the amenities on board that ship. Unlike other cruise ships that have suffered outbreaks and were often put in quarantine to protect port cities, the Deliziosa has found no cases of the COVID-19 virus, according to its owner, Italian cruise company Costa Crociere. So the boat's 1,831 passengers were free to use the ship's facilities and enjoy the ship's entertainments. Peña said that the ship, which set sail from Venice in early January, stopped making ports of call after leaving Western Australia in March. Overall, he praised the ship's captain and crew for their care. He said the passengers' last chance to touch land was in Perth, Australia, where they docked after 70 wonderful days of crossing the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. That was when the UN World Health Organization alerted the pandemic in March. From that point on, the ship made only technical and refueling stops before the journey back toward the Mediterranean, which took it through the Suez Canal. Of course, for those of us who have children in Spain, we would have preferred to return, Paya said. Other passengers, on the other hand, given their old age, wanted to stay on board knowing that the vessel was safe and secure. We are recording this Rock of Mockery on the 21st of April, and the ship made it back to Spain, Barcelona, on the day before Spanish time. Sometimes I'm very skeptical of various news stories that would be credible, but then I say, where was it published? Oh, on that website, which has no credibility. I was afraid this particular website should have no credibility, but they need to say who they are better. So, they mostly identify as NRDC. They should not just use letters, but also spell it out from time to time. I had to search various pages of their website to find out exactly who they are. The NRDC stands for Natural Resources Defense Council. It is the nation's most effective environmental action group, combining the net roots power of more than 2 million members and online activists with the courtroom clout and expertise of more than 350 lawyers, scientists, and other professionals. So what might I have found? From that organization, I found that Joshua Axelrod reports that the Department of the Interior, DOI, has defied repeated calls to stop the Trump administration's reckless public land giveaway to oil and gas companies since March 13th. When the Trump administration declared a national emergency because of COVID-19, DOI, through the Bureau of Land Management, has offered up more than 200,000 acres in 5 different lease sales in Mississippi, Montana, Nevada, Wyoming, and Colorado. And it is already barreling ahead with the preparations for the next round of leases scheduled for September. BLM manages these lands in the public trust, ostensibly for the benefit and enjoyment of all Americans, but is handing them over to oil and gas companies. It is especially troubling at a time when the public has little, if any, ability to monitor, review, and protest BLM's actions. BLM claims that there is no issue with carrying on its businesses, as if nothing is going on, but officials appear to be using the cover of COVID-19 to escape public oversight and put hundreds of thousands of acres into the hands of the fossil fuel industry. Consider the New Mexico BLM offices early insistence that it would only accept protests sent by mail with no electronic filing option. A policy that was reversed 3 days into a 10-day public protest period. Then there are the 10-day protest periods themselves. Unreasonably short amounts of time for public participation that came under scrutiny even before this major disruption. Indeed, prior to January 2018, the period for public protest was 30 days, preceded by a separate 30-day public scoping period. A policy that the BLM should seriously have considered reinstating, at the very least, after the official declaration of a national emergency. Again, this is written by Joshua Axelrod, published by an organization in RDC. And you should search in RDC to find the same website that I found. So that's all about the U.S. government. And we won't pin it on just the executive branch, but maybe we should. The national government of the USA giving special advantage to the fossil fuel industry. Who's buying a lot of gasoline recently? Not too many people. If you're staying home. But you might be listening to music. If you're an old-timer like me, maybe you have listened to the music of Roy Orbison. I have a Jerry Lee Lewis album called Last Man Standing. It's talking about the men who were the first rock and roll artists at Sun Records in Memphis, Tennessee, and one of them would be Roy Orbison. Roy Orbison was a single artist, and then he had a second career working with the Traveling Wilburys. And he passed away December 6, 1988. But he was born on a date which is just a couple of days from the date of this recording, the 23rd of April. Way back in 1936, he passed a little too soon. He was born in Texas, but I don't know where in Texas. I know the name of the town, Vernon, Texas. I have no idea if it's West Texas or East Texas or somewhere near Dallas or Houston. I have no idea. If you have no idea about Roy, his big hit was Pretty Woman, and it was recorded long, long, long before any movie by the same title was made. I want you to become one of our patrons via Patreon. That is patreon.com/rockysdad. And we thank you for listening to this Rock of Mockery. Again, patreon.com/rockysdad. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening.